meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Does that sound right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yeah.
Headphones sound bad. Yeah. That's Dr. Drew.
Yeah, here we go.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and I'm going to try to plug these things in again. Yeah, really?
Good.
You hear me okay, huh?
Loud and clear, yeah.
All right. Well, let me start kicking the console here.
Yeah, it's good. Maybe something will kick in.
No.
Try this over here. Come here, over here.
We're moving the headphone jack.
How's that?
Hey.
Testing?
No.
Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, good times.
Maybe it's the headphones themselves.
Yeah, you can start with a story. So
can't hear Anderson either. Oh, wait, that worked for a second.
I know what this is. It's
maybe yeah. Anderson's got something in there.
No, he says he's got a. He wants you to tell a story.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
it almost went.
Yeah,
what'd you do, jiggle it around?
No, I'm pulling it partly out.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Only one ear, though, now, right?
No, I think I got both of them.
All right.
That's nice.
All right. Anderson's fine. Relax.
I turned my volume down a little bit, just eighth of the way there.
How's that?
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah, good, sir.
What'd you do, Drew? Fix my jack there?
Yeah.
Got my jack off?
So to speak. Hey, I had dinner with your wife last night.
That's right.
Yeah. Worked on my book all day. Utter Hell, coming out in April, maybe.
Oh, no.
And discovered there's a piece of your sort of... across the Western States tour, you left out the part where you got pulled over by the cops.
I didn't say that part.
No,
I got pulled over by the man.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, hold on a second. I got to go on a small jag about this.
About what? The man or the headphones?
People, geez, these headphones suck, Anderson.
It's the jacks, not the.
It's the jacks, not the headphones.
Yeah.
All right, give me those headphones back then.
There you go. Try that.
No, give. Okay.
You got it.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's nice. All right. Thanks, Anderson. Well, let's see. First off, I was on the freeway tonight driving in here on the 10 doing about 80, and some jack-off was in the far left lane doing 56, you know, and hit him with the high beams about 8 times to no avail.
Oh, it moved him, caused him to slow down.
Xenon headlights, 3 feet behind him. It was like NASCAR racing, uh-huh. You know. I mean, literally scraping paint. 3 feet behind this guy. Listen, all you dickweeds out there, don't drive in the left lane if you're going to go 55. Just don't. Just don't. Just have some quiet dignity and drive in the far right lane where the pussies belong. Just move over. And I know the speed limit is 55 or it's 65, and by cracky, that's the speed you're doing. But understand that there are other people, thrill seekers like myself, crazy, insane maniacs like myself who have cars that can travel safely at 165 miles an hour and are willing to take our life in our own hands by breaking the elusive 70 mile an hour barrier. All right? So take your pussy asses and move them over. I'm going to get killed trying to pass one of these guys because I'm riding up the guy's ass, and when you're up the guy's ass, now you're trying to get around him, but everyone else is flying past at 85, and I can't get around the guy.
Yep.
Oh, this is where they'll find me.
Yeah.
Trying to pass somebody who never knew they killed me because they're just going to keep going. I'll be in hell before they get home. Oh, just get out of the left lane. It's the passing lane. It is. Do we need to get some Germans over here to acquaint people with the left goddamn lane? It's a passing lane.
So you're in the left lane in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
Is that where you were?
Oh, yeah. I got pulled over in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because, Drew, you're not hitting my...
No, it didn't mean to.
Your knee wasn't hitting
Maybe
that?
It might have, yeah. Ugh. You all right?
Well, no, I can't hear myself now.
Hold on.
True, don't hit the headphone jacks.
All right,
now we're screwed. All right, give me the jack
that,
back. Yeah? Let me try plugging it in over here.
Yeah.
All right.
Just put it in like
that. I was doing, like, when I was in Arizona, it's nothing but highway. It's like Jim Morrison blowing a Indian out there.
Yeah,
sure. This doesn't work, Drew.
I'll try this.
Drew's giving me his headphone jack now.
Yeah?
Nah, it doesn't work either. Hey, jiggling around. Ah, there it is. There's there part of it. Yeah, that's good. I don't bang on it anymore.
I moved it over there.
Thanks, baby. Yeah, anyway. In Arizona, you got to go like 100 miles an hour because there's just nothing but highways. It's just straight ahead desert. You got to get through there. And then you come into town, and the sign says, you know, it wants you to slow down to 45 now. But I don't like hitting the brake. I just start coasting.
Oh, that's when the man got you.
That's when the man got me.
Wife said you argued with him a little bit.
No. Yeah. No, I kissed ass. She doesn't know my arguing.
Yeah.
I kissed ass.
All right.
And then he went back and...
she said, she goes, you know, Adam always seems kind of tired, even when he's wide awake.
Yeah, the guy's like, yeah, you better pull over and take a nap. I was like, what do you mean? I'm fine. It's like, you look tired, buddy. Say, this is the look now. You know, it's that grunge thing I got going on. He's like, yeah, you need to get some sleep. What am I, Droopy the dog? I said, I felt fine. I got another hour on the road. Oh, Joe. The guy kept telling me how tired I looked.
That's so
funny. Give me a complex.
Yeah.
And then the thing that was funny is when we pulled over, I pulled over on the side of the road, and we were right in front of this big sign that said, it was a campsite.
Yeah.
And it said adult campsite, like adult entertainment.
Oh.
Like it was some kind of crazy swingers campsite.
Whoa.
It was really weird.
Wow.
Like you'd pull your trailer in there, you'd hook up your propane and plug your thing in, and then like
strippers come by or something.
Nah, like one of the neighbors' chicks would come over and give you a hummer or something. I didn't know what it was.
Oh my god!
But anyway, the guy pulled me over. And he started. Then he did that thing where he went to go start writing. Went in the back and started writing.
Oh yeah.
But then he wrote me a warning. And see, I'll tell you the difference between men and women right now. Guy wrote me a warning. I've never seen a written warning. Had me sign the thing and everything. He let me go.
It's Arizona.
Yeah. Now, what's my wife do? She takes the warning, folds it, you know, with the writing out, and throws it on the dash. I'm like, listen, are you high? The next time we get pulled over, I don't want this thing flapping around. We got to burn it or eat it or bury it or put it in the coos of one of the adult campers over here. So women don't think diabolically. Like, men, my thing is like, I may get pulled over in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, quick, get out of this.
I don't need this thing floating around the wagon, you know. But, pulled over.
She pins it to her lapel.
Yeah. It was a nice souvenir of the trip for her. So, got pulled over, got the... let's see. I'd say in the last 3 to 4 weeks, got the ticket going through the intersection.
Oh, whoa! Didn't hear about this. What?
Flash ticket.
Oh,
about.
Yeah.
Going through the intersection.
Get it though.
No front license plate.
Give it to you.
There's a tip for all you motorists out there. Take that license plate off the front of your car. Can't get a ticket going through the intersection.
Illegal
that way.
Passing.
Then I got the crazy passing pullover. That was about 3 or 4 days ago, and then Arizona.
Good times.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Jimmy's show?
No tickets for many of them, by the way.
Good.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's all I need. It's all the fuel I need. Did Jimmy's show on Friday and Saturday this week. As you guys may have heard, Jimmy Kimmel got himself a new TV show, which is going to be a nightly show at midnight. And it's going to be live.
Premiere on Super Bowl Sunday, right?
Premiering Super Bowl Sunday. 26th.
And you're going to be on that first night?
No.
And
it'll be, you know, because they don't want to... They don't want me on at the beginning because they don't want to be like a man show thing, you know?
Right.
That's what they say to me, at least.
Right, yeah. And after the rousing success of that first run-through,
yeah.
You were the co-host.
Yeah. So Jimmy did a test show. We did a test show on Friday night, and it really wasn't that great. I was the co-host. And then Saturday night, last night, Drew came by with the old lady and did a second run-through, and it was good.
Sensational.
It was a good show, right?
Yeah, very good.
Now, how much of it did you see?
The last, third of it. Armenian comedian and Ben Stein and stuff. Very funny.
Yeah. Okay, so you thought it looked good?
It looks unbelievable.
Looks good, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. All right. So we all have that to look forward
to. And the music is great.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good show. Yeah. I think give Leno and Letterman a run for their money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready to go here?
Here we go.
Anything else?
No.
Didn't miss anything?
Jimmy will be on this show. When, Ann? Ann?
Probably be on sometime before then, right?
Couldn't hear you. Whatever she said.
22nd.
All right. The day before he airs. No, 26th. Okay, beg your pardon. The Thursday.
Yeah.
Wednesday before. All right.
Let's Lost again in football. All I do is lose. Yeah. That's all I do. That's all I do when I give all. That's it. And you know, with the spread, it's a coin toss. You throw a dart on either team any week, and it's basically 50-50. They make their money off the vig.
Right.
That's it. It's 50-50. Just lose every single week. You know, every week.
This is Amanda. She's 21. And she sounds incredibly interested in what you're talking about. It's like, yeah.
Amanda?
Yes.
You do any gambling?
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Amanda?
Yes.
Do you do any gambling?
No.
Ooh. Okay. Hey, Amanda, can you hear us okay?
Huh?
You have trouble hearing us?
That's just hang on. Trisha?
Check that out, please, guys.
Here's the problem with our calls. It never seems like a technical problem.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hear any static on the line.
No, it seems...
There's nothing in the background.
The technical problems in the neuronal connections.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Synapses, yeah.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi.
What's up? You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I had a question. I just recently became sexually active, probably about the summer, like in June or July. And since then, I've done it maybe like 6 or 7 times. All my friends, you know, they're doing it too, and they'll say how it feels good or whatever.
Same
and
guy or different guys?
It's the same guy, my boyfriend.
All right.
And for some reason, it does not feel good to me. I mean, I can feel it, but it doesn't feel good.
You don't have orgasm or anything like that?
No, not
are
even
you, so. Are you aroused? Is it pleasurable?
Well, I mean, it's like I'll get aroused or whatever, and I want to do it, but then once I do, it's like a letdown. I mean, it doesn't feel good.
Is it uncomfortable?
No, not really.
No. No chafing, nothing like that.
Yeah,
no.
Do you have any history that would lead you to have conflicts or problems having sex?
No, not that I know of.
You weren't sexually abused or traumatized or anything?
No, not at all.
And you love this guy?
Of course.
Well, you know, 17-year-old females don't generally have the greatest experiences with intercourse. Doesn't necessarily feel that great. So some do, some it does, but the majority don't have orgasm. And don't even have that much arousal. It just the guys don't kind of know what they're doing. Women really don't know how they function yet. It's difficult to kind of figure out. Is he attentive?
What do you mean?
Does he pay attention? Does he, you know, do you tell him what you want?
Drew wants to know if he goes down on you.
Oh, sometimes. Not all the time.
Does that do anything for you?
A little bit more than having sex, it does.
All right. Why don't you get him to focus on that? Because that's normal. That's most women their whole life.
Yeah.
Particularly under the age of 25, but they're certainly under 22.
Yeah. You know, it's almost, I don't know, I was trying to think of the metaphor, but it just seems like at 17, that area, it just doesn't get as much blood, as much circulation. It does not, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know what it is? Like, when a woman is 44 years old, that thing is like a red-hot light bulb that's over, you know the kind they have over the fry bin? That's what it is. You know what I mean? You know the warming lights?
Yeah.
It's like Rudolph's nose in that bad claymation cartoon.
Okay, yeah.
But at 17, it's like one of the lights that comes, it's like, man, like Easy Bake Oven or one of those miniature little Christmas light, tree lights or something. It's a night light.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Klieg light.
Yeah, it's not turned on.
It's got a little, it's got some juice flowing through it. You know, you can kind of tell it's lit up, but it's not glowing.
Yeah.
It's not red hot.
What is that?
I don't know. And there's some women who are that
some
way.
Some women are. The ones that are multi-orgasmic and whatnot are online right away.
So here, okay, let's try one of our things here.
All right.
We always concur, by the way, on these percentage things, and we don't want to.
I know. We don't.
God
we don't,
knows.
Yeah.
Especially Drew over here, a doctor. I got thrown out of Valley College. And he has to agree with me.
Right. I'd rather have a different opinion.
Right. Okay. Here's my opinion.
Right.
16, 17, 18 years old. You have women who have been abused who do like it because of the abuse.
Yeah. Cool.
You have a certain amount, a certain percentage who like it just sort of organically, and then there's sort of the rest.
Yeah.
And the group that likes it organically, it's about 30. I mean, I'm not saying can have an orgasm.
Oh, they just kind of likes it.
I'm saying more in the 40% range.
So I would have put both the sexual abuse and the organic like it in the 30% range. together. Yeah. Together.
But have 30% of women been sexually abused?
No. Well,
that's what I'm trying to.
Yeah, you're interesting data.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that it's hard to come by actually.
All right, so
I'll give you 4%. All right.
Oh,
I'll give it to you.
I just said the F word there.
Did you? Yeah. I said or you? Who? I said I'll give you 40%.
I know, and we got to keep it on the air, but it. We can't bleep that out, can we, Anderson? Because he was saying
I left it.
Yeah, he left it, but it did sound funny.
He said F you 40%.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear that. I mean, Anderson, I really want to hear that again because it did sound pretty funny.
I have no awareness that
No, because
that.
You weren't saying it. It was just it was like, you know.
Compound words or something.
Yeah, hold your tongue and say you work at an ash farm. You ever do that when you're a kid?
Ass farm?
I work at an ass farm. I know. You know the thing that's stupid about half these kids' things? What ash farm? There's no ash farm. The place has to exist, doesn't it?
No. Hey, Sasha.
I work on an ass farm. You work on an ass farm?
Hey, Adam, no ash farm? No ass farm either. All right, fuck you. Let me hear that again. I had no idea. Okay, here we go. All right, fuck you. Well, how's the rest of it go, though? Let's play it all the way through. Come on.
No, actually, I cut some of that afterwards because I have to make it look like I at least tried to do something.
Oh. Did you hear that, Drew?
Yes, I had no idea.
But there's like a G in there. We're cool.
Do you see how passive aggressive you are toward me? Silence.
All right, fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, fuck you. That's about as funny as the ass farm thing.
Yeah.
Be serious here. Okay, Sasha.
Do you hear what he said to me, Sasha?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right, what's up?
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, what's up?
Evidently.
Well, let's see. I'm 25. Back in August, I went to my yearly exam, my pap smear or whatever, and had it. Came back abnormal. Came back having abnormal cells. Mm-hmm. So I went through the whole process of getting a biopsy, and I ended up having cryosurgery to have part of the cervix removed.
Right. That's how you prevent cervical cancer.
Yeah.
It cures it.
I'm sorry?
That cures it. That's it.
Yeah. So when I was asking, my doctor, what causes it and this and that and whatever, and he really didn't have, a direct answer for me. He said that it was just something that everybody got, and I was worried that it was, a sexually transmitted disease, and he said they were called polyps. I'm like, okay. So I look it up, and it comes back as genital warts. So I asked my doctor again, is this what it is? And, he was like, I warned you not to go on the Internet. You're going to see that. That's not what it is. But then everything else that I'm looking at and reading points to that direction.
No, he just found...
Drew, aren't you going to tell her to F off? That's your usual MO.
So you didn't actually have the kinds of abnormal cells that are associated with the warts. You had a polyp.
Yes.
That's a different thing. Polyp is a different thing.
So that's not, you don't think it's going to have anything to do with...
Well, they can test to see if you have the wart virus, and he should be able to tell you that, whether you have the kinds of abnormalities that are associated with that. If you if it is wart virus, it will come back, right? You'll have more problems down the line, and the specific type of wart virus tends to determine whether or not you have a significant risk of going on to cervical cancer or not.
That's, I think, one of the main things I was worried about.
Yeah, but he's telling you, you should trust your doctor. He's telling you don't have the kinds of changes that are associated with wart virus. You had some sort of abnormal growth, namely a polyp.
So
go back, discuss with them again. Do I have the wart virus or don't I? Did you test for that or didn't you? And if you don't, you don't.
All right. Amanda.
I'm here.
You're 21. What's up?
I have had 6 or 7 boyfriends, and I have had sex with none of them. But I have never had an orgasm. I've only had sex 3 times. And the orgasm that I had was from oral sex.
Alrighty.
All right. What's the question?
I feel very abnormal. I feel like I'm really neurotic.
Because you can't be sexual with someone that you have a close relationship with?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And is that an absolute impossibility for you?
Is what an absolute possibility?
It's the people that you form relationships with. You can't possibly experience.
Not possibly. Yeah. No.
That was you earlier. Okay. Have you ever been abused or anything?
No. But that would explain it if I had been. But no.
Nothing. You're all right with guys? You like your dad?
Love my dad.
Love your dad. Is your mom weird?
She's weird, but I love her.
Yeah.
What, what
eating disorder?
Oh, no.
In what way is she, in what way is she weird? In what way is she weird?
She's a very independent, artistic.
Okay, whatever.
Is
tells me nothing.
Yeah, she's
I love
weird.
Those euphemisms.
She's artistic
in a good way.
She's all right. She's independent and artistic. It's not doesn't sound like you're describing someone as too weird, but all right.
Well, listen.
So you're not religious.
No
one's ever told you to you should be on medications or anything.
How about you just? Do you have a relationship right now?
No.
And what? How do you prevent from being sexual with these guys you get close with? How do you avoid it?
I think that aside from, not getting close to them physically, purposely, not trying to get too close past cuddling and kissing, I sort of give off this, I emanate this feeling that I have problems with intimacy and that I don't want to be close to them, and they somehow sense that.
Do you have that problem?
Yes.
What is the fear if you get involved?
I don't know.
How about exploring that? How about getting involved and trust, you're mature, you're 21 years old, it's time to kind of get on with it.
Yeah.
It's time to go ahead and have a real relationship. You can tolerate it. It's all right.
Yeah.
You've got insight into what's going on.
Sort of.
There's a block. Eh. But she at least should be able to form a decent relationship, talk to the guy about how she's feeling and how difficult it is for her, and ease on in. And if she can't tolerate it even then, if she can't sort of get used to it, then that's therapy time.
I would have probed a little more, but she was like, no.
Well, she's keeps people at arm's length for some reason.
Yeah, and I don't know, Drew, we've never really spoken to a woman who had serious intimacy problems, who had a great relationship with her dad, and her mom was a good person.
These aren't necessarily serious intimacy problems. She's able to have a relationship. They're really stable. She's not, involved in chaos and drama.
Right.
She just won't take the plunge. She's scared.
There's something.
Yeah, there's something.
But here's
there.
The thing.
In the reality, she should be able to overcome that.
Right. But I could feel her pushing us away.
Yeah.
All right, well, screw her. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Don't call the show.
Not good times. She doesn't know she was doing that, though. I mean, she doesn't know she does that to everybody.
That, right.
Yeah, well,
but it's interesting.
Pay
you can feel it over the phone,
except
right?
I can feel what's, my thing is I sort of feel what's behind that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's some real sort of vulnerability back there that's probably not as big a problem as she thinks it is.
Yeah. Drew tries to see the good in everybody.
Yeah. Adam, on the other hand?
Well.
Just trying to keep everybody away from you, right?
Nah, just to whoever they are. But if they're bad, I'd like to see them punished. Like I'm punished.
Well, you're in charge.
Oh, it's getting
punishment there. Camps.
It's coming. That day will not be far. And you on the tell me to F off second ago.
Yeah. How's that go?
No. Anderson don't want to do it anymore. All right. We'll be back. Just explaining to Drew what a genius I was during the break.
Once again. I've never proved that before. Adam's
break up.
Never mentioned that to me.
My headphones are out, Drew. Jiggle that around. Did you make contact?
No.
It just went out on their own? All right, that's good.
Good there?
No? Yes. No? 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 Yes? No? No? Yes? No? No? Yes? Yes? Don't touch.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Drew has to jiggle around the jacks here.
Oh, that makes good radio.
Or to get the headphones working.
No, yes.
Westwood 2, everybody.
There we go.
Dump and a half.
You know, really, these jacks, I'm afraid to say, need to be replaced.
That could cost $30.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Anderson, as the show's engineer, is there a tech department here? Like, shouldn't these jacks be replaced on this console?
You'd think, but what it is if Lycus wants it, they'll probably get it.
Just
let them ask for whatever they need.
Well, really? Can you ask Lycus to ask them to change the jacks?
It's a plan.
Okay. I'll get right on that.
Wow.
And we're going to be moving soon anyway, first of the year, right?
Oh, first of the year, yeah, January 1.
All right.
Oh, wait, what's the
date
today?
Go start raising hell, please. I don't want to make another phone call about this. Just go and raise hell. Sarah?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
All right. Well, I want to know maybe, I guess, if I have been abused in my last relationship.
All righty.
Okay, I had talked to you guys before about this as the adult baby fetish.
This guy wants to dress up like a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed for about 18 months, and his parents died in that time and everything, and I stayed and I stayed, and he drank, he was an alcoholic, and I have a good head on my shoulders, and I stayed. Now I broke up with him.
Stayed for 18 months, it's living proof of it.
Yeah, you're sharp, baby. You're sharp as a tack. Baby Huey's drinking highballs out of a bottle, big fat guy in a diaper, you're hanging around for a year and a half.
Yeah, why? So I'm having a hard time coping these days. I'm kind of depressed and down on myself.
All right. Well, let me ask a few questions just for entertainment purposes about this guy. Okay. Now, the sort of adult baby syndrome, that's where he wants to, what, does he want to be burped or spanked or...
Grab himself.
No, be put in a diaper.
Put in a diaper.
And use the diaper?
No, he wouldn't use it, but that does happen. People do that.
You've investigated this.
I've researched. They sell it on eBay, all the products.
That's nice.
Uh-huh. The jumbo-sized diapers?
Everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. You can't just wear adult diapers. You got to wear... They got to look like baby diapers?
No, I don't...
Got to feel like it.
Well, I mean, what do they sell? They got to have, like, Barney on
big
them?
Big cloth or? Diapers. Big. The parachutes.
It's a tactile thing, yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm asking... You, Sarah, as you're talking about, they sell this stuff on the internet.
The adult diapers are plastic.
That's what I'm saying.
They're
I'm saying
look just like baby diapers.
The cloth diapers.
I know Sarah's. I'm just saying the adult diapers are no good because they don't seem like a child's diaper.
They seem like it to me.
Yes, Adam, you're right.
No. I'm not done. The adult diaper, Sarah.
Yes.
They depends. Or attend the plastic adult diaper.
There's a million brands out there.
Oh, boy.
Drew, just shut up. I got to get to the bottom of this. I got it. Sarah has to understand what I'm saying.
This is pathology emerging.
Sarah.
Yes.
They have legitimate products for aging adults called adult diapers.
Yes.
Yes, they do have those products.
Yes.
But that's not the products these people are interested in, people like your last boyfriend.
They use them as if they were baby products.
Okay.
So that's what you were using with him?
Yes.
You were using Depends or Attend, something like that?
There's a million
okay,
brands.
Now, Drew, you shut up then, because now you're confusing me.
Well, I thought they used cloth diapers. Let's ask her about that.
Said no.
All right.
They don't use cloth diapers. They're just like baby diapers.
All right.
Some are silkier than others. So.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I know.
They don't use cloth diapers. They're just like baby diapers.
She's talking about disposable baby diapers.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas the cloth diapers are something that the old people use?
No, it's something babies use.
It's only.
Only babies use that.
All right. Sarah?
Yes.
I don't know why I got to torture myself all the time
okay.
on this
Anything
show.
You need to know I'm here to help.
Yeah. I know, but I don't know if if the Earth's calendar is long enough for me to get any information out of you.
I'm sorry.
All right, babe. Okay, so this guy did the diaper thing, and then what would you have to do to him? Be his mom?
Kind of, yeah. It was the only way for him to really get sexually aroused and mm-hmm. become really erect.
Mm-hmm. That's cold. That's a true fetish, though.
And then you give your baby a BJ?
God, doesn't this sound awful? Yeah. Or whatever. No, he wasn't interested in the sexual acts.
He
it
just
was all about wearing the diaper.
And he wanted to masturbate?
Yeah.
And, Would he wear, like, a bonnet or anything, like one of those little baby things?
No, but some people do. On the internet, the research I've
right.
done.
Right, right. Let's stick with him, though, because I know other people will do things. Did he have a rattle?
No.
Nothing else? Pacifier?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did he want to, like, breastfeed?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
And how'd that work?
It felt good, but the whole emotional part freaked me out.
And he's in a diaper, and how much does he weigh?
200 pounds.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And and he's drunk?
He likes his beer, yeah.
All right. So what'd this guy do for a living? Just because it'd be funny picturing him doing it.
He was an engineer.
Yeah. It's been
real
great.
Successful.
All right. So you got out of this thing.
Yes.
And
about 3 months now.
Okay.
And what was your question?
I'm attractive. I'm 25. I'm smart. Believe it or not. And I've just been really down on myself. 25 seems to be a rough age, and I really feel like I'm not that young anymore. And I'm
don't get caught up in that 20.
Where am I? That's what I'm asking. I'm just
Florida.
Depressed lately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's what you need to do. You made a mistake with this guy.
But I can't get over it.
Ooh. Well, why?
I can't get over
him. You feel like you're used?
I do, but I'm still, like, attracted to him in a way, or I just think about him in a way. And maybe, you know, I dated him right after I got out of college. I made a big move. I built my world around him and in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need to know where I can get help to get over this.
I would start with just plain old individual therapy. Straight run-of-the-mill.
Can you do that?
Okay. And now, would you say that this was kind of abuse? I mean,
no,
I
would not say it's abuse. I would bet that you might experience this in abandonment or abuse because those sorts of things happened to you in the past.
Oh. That's what you think, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just isn't living in Florida a form of abuse?
Oh, sure.
Yes. Sarah?
Yes.
Were you abused in the past?
I wasn't, but I guess around the age of 12, my dad, he had used drugs and he left.
So he was a drug addict.
He was addicted, yeah.
Okay.
And what was he addicted to?
Cocaine.
And what kinds of stuff did you observe him doing around you? Did he ever...
Nothing, just sleeping a lot and just not being there to help the family.
Okay.
No, there's more here, Sarah. What any neighbors or kids your own age do weird stuff around you? Or?
No, I was never molested or abused in that way.
No, if dad ever hit you and got irritable, yelled at you, that kind of thing?
No, but I had two brothers who were pretty verbally and physically abusive at times.
To you? And when did that start?
Oh, age 5, 6.
All right, Drew, listen, everyone's got a pain in the ass set of brothers.
Yeah, but Sarah's got some significant stuff going on here.
Okay. And, a little individual therapy.
Yeah.
But don't get back together with Baby Huey.
No.
Drew's really confounded here.
No, I've just got the...
You got the heebie-jeebies?
Mm.
Drew, when Drew's spidey sense starts tingling, that's a bad sign for the caller. That means therapy tonight.
Yes, what that means.
All right. Let's talk to Daniel, who's 29. Daniel?
Yes.
What's up?
Working.
Where do you work?
Work for a police department in Tennessee.
That's great. What do you do over there?
Little as possible.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys get those signals that give you in the intersections where you get the ticket in the mail?
They have it in Germantown, kind of a high-dollar neighborhood east of Memphis.
Yeah.
They have the cameras in the intersections.
Right.
They mail you a ticket for running a red light.
All right. It's ironic that that's in Germantown where they're monitoring you this way and looking after the citizens of Germantown, probably writing people up for having wind chimes hanging on their balconies. There'll be a book burning this time next week. All right, so go ahead. What's your question, Daniel?
I've got a question. 2 years ago, after my wife had her second child, it was our first. She had one from a previous relationship. It's three now. But after she had our child 2 years ago, she started taking a Depo-Provera shot.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, her sex drive has been little to none. And I was wondering if that had anything to do with it.
Absolutely. That shot can definitely do that. To some women, not to all. Some actually it increases their sex drive, but predominantly, my experience, it can really shut women down and can predispose them towards depression a little bit.
Yeah, I've noticed that she has had, I guess it's associated with depression. She gets angry real easy.
Yeah, irritability. So you really get her to talk to her doctor again about another alternative means of birth control that is not so specifically high-dosed progesterone, maybe something that has some estrogen in it, okay?
Is there anything in particular?
You may have to experiment a little bit. People those triphasic pills tend to work pretty well, but those are pretty powerful progesterones in that. Something with a weaker progesterone.
Didn't we go to Germantown in Green Bay?
I thought
we were in Wisconsin.
No.
We went to Germantown.
Wait a minute.
There's restaurant we ate at.
Cleveland or Cincinnati. Cleveland or something. Ohio State. Columbus. We were in Columbus. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Germantown. Who names that? They can't do better than Germantown? A little
pretty,
Germany.
Pretty imaginative. Yeah.
Doesn't sound bad, right?
Yeah.
They don't really have any little Italy. They have little Italy's.
Italy town?
I don't know. Chinatown sort of works. Maybe it's because of the movie or something, but Germantown, that doesn't sound right.
No.
You know what I like? I like You know, the Koreans are all PO'd now at us.
Certain ones.
Yeah. What was it? South Korea's
North
pissed?
North Korea's pissed, yeah.
A North is pissed?
Yeah.
The South, not big fans of ours either.
No, big.
No, turns out. No, not that big. Not the people.
Well, they had a huge rally yesterday on our behalf. Huge.
Well, that wasn't... the stories I'm hearing is they're not all crazy about it. Even the people we're sort of good to aren't all that crazy about us.
Yeah.
Sort of the way...
the way the whole world is.
The way, you know, when I had buddies who were like 28 and still living at home, and they hate their parents.
Right.
And I'd say, the guy makes the SUV payment for you. You're living under their house. You're eating for free. Pays your car insurance. He gives you a Visa card. Why do you resent him so much? And the answer is, that's why.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I'm always intrigued when they make these threats, you know, the crazy leaders talk about the
rain of fire.
Really?
You know, we're so used to that now. It's people are like, the mother of all wars.
I always love it. It's kind of like somebody has to really like fully explain that, you know, whether it's one of these crazy backward Middle Eastern places or some warlord in Africa or one of these Korea, like when they do that, like you'll open the gates to hell and unleash a fury of 1,000 devils upon your someone's gotta go, hey, you know what, all we do is laugh when you say that stuff. We're like, it's like us talking to a little retarded kid. It's like here's what it is. The captain of the football team is talking to the special ed retard in the electric wheelchair that is using a crazy straw to power. And he's using his mechanical voice going, we will unleash the power of Satan and destroy you. You will wish you were never. There will be a rain of fire. That's a good one, Squirt. Now, give me your lunch money and go get me a sweet roll from the snack shack. All right, pronto. Get rolling. And listen. Here's what we have to explain. It's like, listen, we will kick your ass, and then we'll kick another country's ass on the other side of the world simultaneously, and it won't be any big deal. That's the rain of fire that we're worried about. The rain of fire. I just like the threat part of it. Like, I mean, somebody has to explain to these guys that it means nothing to us. Zero. It's just fodder. It's enjoyable. We talk about it on the radio show. Right. Sodom's going to do what? If we do what? That's a good one. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Take a look at that highway that goes out of Iraq or back to Baghdad or wherever the hell. The highway of death there. All your guys dead on it. Is that what you were talking about? Wasn't that, was it? That couldn't have been it. Maybe you didn't say the right thing. Maybe you know, unleashing the Satan and Allah and the power and the fury. And maybe they wasn't clear who he was unleashing it on. Seems like all their guys are dead.
Wow.
Right. We kill our guys. Friendly fire, but you didn't kill any of them. Is that what you meant? Us killing our own? Us killing like 28 of our own people? That's what you must have meant. All right. All right, so Korea, let's go. Bring it on. Let's rain of fire. Here we go. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. We're going to hop back to the phones. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Stephen Baldwin on here tomorrow night from the Mole. We'll find out. Celebrity Mole, that is. Find out about Kathy Griffin was on the show saying that he strangled her.
Nice.
Well, then I saw the tape. It didn't look like, you know, he was giving her a back massage, and he gave her, like, a playful strangulation.
Interesting. Ooh, Kathy. A little perceptual distortion there.
Well, she does enjoy some drama, that Kathy, but, you know, we'll find out the whole story. Laura?
Oh, hi.
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
All right. So my boyfriend and I had dry sex, which is, I guess, sex with clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Except for...
Well, that's not dry sex. That's dry humping.
Okay.
Because if I hear dry sex, I think unlubricated.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we did that, and he didn't have any clothes on, and I guess I had my underwear on. And he cummed, and it got all over the place.
Done cummed?
It's done cummed. He done
cummed. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
All right.
And I wanted to know if I could get pregnant because of that.
Where did it? It was on your underpants?
Uh-huh.
It would be difficult.
Yeah, that'd be very unlikely.
He just did that from rubbing away, huh?
That's his thing.
Imagine that.
Well, you know, I've met a couple of guys who do this, like they can get a lap dance and get this.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Done come on a lap dance
that
and stuff.
Sense. That makes sense.
It's a talk about a blessing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought you had a ninja penis. You could train to do that kind of thing.
No.
No, not that good.
Can't do that. Laura?
Yes.
All right, so you're not pregnant, or you won't get pregnant through the underpants. I mean, okay. Let's be honest. It's technically, mathematically possible, but very, very unlikely.
Okay, good.
But you sounds like you're getting to the point now where you guys are getting serious.
Get some birth control going here, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We had sex before, but actually we had sex right after. But
right after you, he
done come?
Oh, we waited a bit, but yeah.
Well, he still would have sperm in his urethra then.
Uh-huh.
So he'd deposit.
Well, we'd use protection.
Use the condom.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But it sounds like maybe it's time to get on the pill, huh?
Okay.
Or at least keep the morning after pill around in case there's a problem getting the condom on or rupturing or whatever. Again, that's the pill works by preventing ovulation, whether you take it before sex or after sex, works the same way.
Right.
Yeah, it's the clearest I've said that, I think.
Yep. Not an abortion pill. Janae?
Hello.
You're 14?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I've been having a lot of problems at home with my family.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, like, younger, my mom used to hit me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've been through a lot of counseling because I turned her in for abuse.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And at counseling, she denied everything that she's ever done to me. So mm-hmm. I can't really turn to, like, DCFS or anything.
DPSS, Department of Social Services, but you can continue in the therapy, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been in, like, almost a year's therapy.
All right. Keep going with that. Doesn't matter what she admits to or denies. You just keep going with the therapy.
I know, but I hate it.
You hate... Does she continue to hit you?
She hasn't lately because she just, like, had knee surgery, but she argues about everything, like, about me and stuff.
Yeah. Is this your stepmother?
Yes.
Oof. How did you know that?
It said on the screen. I rarely read the screen, but Drew, you hit my headphones.
I did that time.
All right. Better? Come on, buddy.
I moved this one.
All right. No. Yes.
Done?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, don't. Come on. No. Come on. Watch out. Yeah. You're making me nervous. Janae?
Huh?
You think you got problems with your abusive stepmother? I got my headphone jacks out.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? It's tough. Things are tough all over is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. Look, you're in therapy. Your stepmom's probably not going to change.
Yeah, but, like, she does it behind, like, everyone's back.
No, I understand that, but you keep talking to your therapist about it. Maybe you and he or she can come up with a plan how to deal with that. It's not going to be about changing her. It's going to be about you staying in a relationship with someone that can help you.
Yeah. I'm also wondering, like, I'm picturing my sister at 14 with my stepmom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't like each other. They're like mascots from opposing teams.
Yeah, it's like an organic dislike.
Yeah, never going to work. Yeah. Not going to work. And Janae, you know, I'm not saying that Janae's stepmom's not a piece of work and a pain in the ass, but I bet you Janae gets up in her grill a little bit sometimes and... fires her up a little bit. Janae?
Huh?
You need to steer clear of your stepmother.
I know, but she gets in my face.
How? If you're staying away, how does she get in your face?
How does she just start things?
Then you go away. You just get out of there.
I know. Look, it's not fair, and I'm sorry your dad's a puss, and she's a bitch, and all this kind of stuff.
But you gotta just get away
from it. Sorry, you're... What happened to your real mom and everything?
But real mom, really.
I'm reading on the screen. It says her mom died 9 years ago.
Oof.
Did your mom die 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you guys close?
No, I never knew her.
Oh, okay, good.
Fine.
Good riddance.
She's a druggie.
All right, good riddance.
Yeah.
Janae, just listen. You got some energy with your stepmom. It's not all her. Maybe it's 90% her.
Drug addicted mom, biological mom. Now the
piece
of, oh.
Listen, stay with your therapy. Stay with your friends. Stay with your school.
Get out of there.
Go off to college. And in the meantime, your job is to avoid.
Yeah.
I had a stepmom I didn't get along with either. I just opened the door, blow right through the house, go right to the room, beat myself to a pulp, listen to a Boston record, beat off again, and go to bed.
What, when you had no toilet in your garage where you lived?
No, I was living in the house, so for a lot of the bad years there, too, yeah. Yeah, just put your head down and walk. I never got along with my stepmom. It was always an argument, always blah, blah, blah. Just walk. Just keep your head down. If you're heading into the kitchen, you see she's standing in the kitchen making a sandwich, turn around, go back in your room, wait 10 minutes. She's done making her sandwich. You walk in there, get something to eat.
There you go.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Anderson came in here, gave me a little change on the headphones, but now I'm bothered by them.
Why? They're good.
They sound tinny. Sound weird.
Those are the best ones we got.
All right.
That's why it says my name on the top.
Headphones, by the way, if you do travel around to radio shows and do radio stations and go do these... morning zoos and things like that. Always a little trouble with the headphones.
Premium for headphones always, yeah.
Yeah. They once in a while I do go by and see my friends Conway and Steckler over there on 97.1 or KLSX over there. Yeah. They got headphones that are like the ones they give you in the coach class. It's like there's some duct tape on one of them. And it's always like... these are ours. We bring ours in, and then we don't have any really for the... Well, these ones work pretty good. We had to tape them back together.
Yeah.
And I always think to myself, just a radio station, right? I mean, headphones? Is that kind of... Drew, is that when people come into the hospital? That's stethoscope. Yeah, it's no. No, this one's... It's wood. It's no good. Yeah. It doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work. I use it 180 times a day, but it's not a good one. It broke a long time ago. There's certain things that are sort of tools of the trade that are kind of the cost of doing business,
yeah.
Such as headphones.
Yeah.
You know, our stuff gets stolen all the time. That's one of the reasons.
Well, that's interesting. That's why.
I used to bring my
own headphones, except they would always get stolen.
They do get stolen, and I think it frustrates the management when the equipment gets stolen. But you know what my answer to that is? A TS. Figure out not to get it stolen. It's your goddamn problem. It's like, yeah, every time we get a good set of cans in here, they get stolen. So we got the ones that were from the Soviet sub that we taped together. No one seems to want these things. Your argument, the way they rectify the situation is we have such junk, no one wants to steal it anymore. That's not a great way to approach business, is it?
No.
Is it, Drew?
No.
All right. Jared?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
No, man. First of all, I just want to say, Adam, Dr. Drew, I love you guys' show. Listen to it every night. You guys kick ass.
All right.
Anyways, my question is, I don't need any therapy or anything. I'm just wondering if you guys have any publications.
We wrote a book called, simply enough, Adam and Drew Book, is what we called it?
I don't know.
And then I'm writing a book right now called Utter Hell that will come out either in April or October. Looking like April right now. And it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I worked on it for a year.
Yeah.
Unlike the book you and I did, we patched together a couple of months.
Well, that thing was a cluster F. the guys, who was the who published that book?
Can't even remember.
Can't remember the house that did that?
No. I'm with the HarperCollins now. It's lot better.
We got ours published through Retard House.
Yeah.
And these guys... just idiots, just retards. And the whole thing was a mess.
But it was called the Adam and Drew book.
I mean, they sell these books. We don't get paid. I don't, you know, who the hell knows? Drew, where's our money? How's that work?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares? We just got ripped off. Our manager's an idiot. Our agents at the time were idiots. The publishers were idiots. We were idiots. Everyone was an idiot. And no one ever found out anything, and we probably just got screwed. So there you go. Drew, stay away from the cord there, please.
Okay.
All right, so Jared, what did Jared want?
Just wonder if we've written anything.
No.
The Adam and Drew book, and then look out for Utter Hell in spring.
Yeah, there's a book with our picture on it somewhere. You can find it. Yeah, I don't know what it's
probably
called.
On the web.
I think it's just called, the book.
The Adam
something.
And Drew book, I think, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones and speak to Chris, who's 15. Chris?
Hi.
What's up?
I was wondering, like, I'm uncircumcised, and I was wondering if that, like, does any, like, change in when you have sex or anything?
You're uncircumcised?
Yeah.
And what do you mean?
Like, does it give you any diseases or anything? Like, is there a higher chance of getting it?
No.
Well,
yeah. Just say no, Drew.
Basically,
let's
no.
But
I've got a study here I just yanked out from April of 2002 that suggested that male circumcision was associated with a reduced risk of penile human papillomavirus, which is the virus that causes cervical cancer in women.
It's not
so
worth,
there's something.
Not enough,
though. Not a big deal. Not a big
You're
deal.
Fine.
And otherwise, it's just a matter of, you know, the problems with the thing narrowing and having difficulty getting the head of the penis.
You pull it back every once in a while, keep it clean.
Stretch out.
And keep moving.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little work there.
All right.
All right, buddy. It's a good time, so, right?
All right, yeah.
All right there, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All right, let's talk to Julian.
Drew, Adam, how are you guys doing? Good evening, gentlemen.
Good, you're 28. What's on?
Not really, man. Yeah, just keep it clean, buddy. But anyways, I have a question. I've been listening to you guys for the longest, for a pretty good while now. And I always hear how you guys bring down guys that are with younger girls.
Mm. Well, mainly we're jealous, but keep going.
Okay.
A, B, C, D.
I'm 28, and I don't look nothing like my age.
Right.
I look more like an 18-year-old.
His grammar's nothing like his age either. So he's got it all covered. Uh-huh. All right, go ahead, Julian.
And I was just, basically, I'm divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I also have kids. I got married when I was 21 to a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the age difference we have a problem with.
Yeah.
Is teenagers with adults. And look what's happened to this relationship.
Yeah.
Right. And I've dated girls my age. I've been in a relationship with girls my age.
Mm-hmm.
But they just aren't fast enough for me in life. I mean, I guess I'm very outgoing. I'm very sportive, always on the run.
Yeah, I know. 27-year-old woman, 1 foot in the grave.
Right.
Using a walker to get around.
They're more mellow. They want more.
Yeah, it's tough. They get the adult diapers off in the colostomy bags. They have difficulty getting in and out of the car. That's the whole procedure. Yeah,
so you need a couple people to help them.
You got to outfit your car with something to get their wheelchair or walker. You know, you put that extra rack on the back bumper there. It's difficult.
That really kicks around 24, let's be fair.
Yeah, No, I know. It's difficult, Julian. I know. You give him a little sex, you break a hip.
Right.
Right.
I was wondering if there was something wrong with me. There was something wrong with me that...
Well, how young do you like him?
18 and over, man. I know that it's...
I know, but you as a 20... Here's what could potentially be wrong with you, but it just depends. Intellectually, it'd be difficult for me to go out with a teenager, like a 19-year-old.
It's emotionally, too, right?
Emotionally.
It
would just be, it's just weird to go out with somebody, and I'm 10 years older than you are, but what I'm just saying personally, and I think Drew would say the same, that while we're certainly attracted to 14 and 15-year-olds.
Why speak for yourself on that one?
All right, 13 and 14-year-olds. Sorry, Drew, I didn't mean to speak for you. And then emotionally, it's kind of weird, and talking about people, you know, trying to have conversations with people that were born in 1984, just be kind of weird.
Yeah.
And if that's all right with you, it usually means that you're so advanced and so secure intellectually that you don't need to talk to your woman anyway.
Since when? No.
Or B. Maybe you think like a 19-year-old, too.
Or C, maybe women don't really exist to him except as objects, and he just picks his most appealing object, age, and pow, that's that.
Yeah, that's what I kind of think, like, Julian. Like you just sort of look at women as, that's a woman, it's not really an individual. You get
person.
The youngest, best-looking one you can, and who cares
right.
what you need to talk about. Yeah, listen, that's fine for now. You theoretically start growing out of that, though, at
28.
Give him till 30.
Well, see, I don't like 28. I mean, yeah, I'll be responsible. I have a good-paying job and everything.
Okay.
I'll act responsible when I need to act responsible.
Listen, date anyone you want who's over 18 that's interested in you, and just try not to get them pregnant.
Can't you clip it at 21? Can't you just... discipline.
Whatever. What are they talking? What are they going to talk about?
21-year-old and 28-year-old? That's close.
What's Julian talking about
anyway,
with a 28-year-old anyway?
18-year-olds are still in an entirely different place emotionally most of the time. 28-year-old?
I guess so, but I'm also starting... Drew, watch. You're working the cord. Anderson's mad at me, but Drew, here's what I'm going to have to ask you. Please.
Put this on top so I don't...
No, okay. Now it's out.
Really?
Yes. Just stay away from that jack completely. Yeah. Don't swivel your chair. Don't hit it with your elbow. What? What were we talking about?
Now you're starting to believe that young women, older men.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm starting to think that maybe people are sort of people. Like I don't know how much different you are at 28 than you are at 20.
You're different at 18. Think of yourself at 19 versus 30.
But listen, if you're just stupid straight through.
Yeah, the extreme.
You went to college and therapy for 10 years during that span, but most people just have a crappy job. You know what I mean? Just let them bang the 19-year-olds. Let's get back to the phones here, Drew.
Good time.
Brian?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah. I got kind of a confusing problem.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm with my girlfriend or any other girls that I've been with in the past, I can't have an orgasm.
Yeah, well, orgasm, huh?
During sex?
Or oral, yeah.
How about regular sex?
No, I haven't been able to.
Have you ever had sex?
Yeah.
Have you had a particular girlfriend for some period of time and been able to sort of work it out?
The girlfriend I've been with now, I've been with for 3 months, and I have not had sex with her yet. The one before this, I did, and I still wasn't able to finish.
And how many times?
What was my question, though, Drew?
He has a girlfriend now for 3 months, and he has tried having sex with her. It's not working.
No, he's not.
Not had a sex with her. I beg your pardon.
Right.
Here's my question. I want to know if you've had a sustained sexual relationship with somebody.
No, not over a couple of months or so.
All right, you need to do that. That's going to work this out.
Okay.
Somebody can relax and care about somebody and sort of figure this out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to take more than a couple months, too, by the way.
And there's a whole break-in thing going on where you don't need to ask any questions. You need to get with a woman. You need to experiment. You need to work it out. And a lot of things are going to go wrong during that period.
Expand on what you mean by there's a break-in period where you don't have to ask any questions. That sounds pretty funny.
Well, I just mean... of yourself. I guess...
She'll be unashamed to sort of explore, right?
Unashamed to explore, but to stay with one woman. And no, when I say we don't have to ask any questions, I mean, don't call the goddamn show.
Oh.
Your penis is not going to work too well.
Right.
The women are not going to seem to have the orgasms. Everything's going to be sort of helter-skelter for a while until you really get on a rhythm with something.
Yeah.
You know, it is an interesting, I don't know why I was just thinking of Jimmy's show again, but it's interesting because, like I said, we did Jimmy's new show. We did a test show on Friday. And it was really like the timing was off, the rhythm was off.
Yeah.
All the cues, I mean, all the technical stuff, it's a big production, trying to work stuff out. And I was talking to Jimmy the next day, and he was like pretty down. He was like, man, that didn't go well at all. That's the first show. You're worried about all the cues and the timing and the when to throw it to commercial and all. You're so caught up in the nuts and the bolts.
Of course.
It's hard just to be funny and creative.
Crappy audience
and me. So he said, I know, because this is the way it's been. It's always been with everything. Every new show, every new endeavor.
He knew that, or you knew that.
Oh, I knew it, and I told it to him. And
why didn't he know that?
Drew, hold still, would you please? You know it every time, but it's like there's a difference between knowing it and feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell somebody when they're in the middle of that sort of break-in period that, yeah, this will all be over quickly, and you'll get in your rhythm and all that kind of stuff. And even when you've been through it a few times, it's hard.
Right.
It's hard emotionally. It'd be nice. You know, I said to him, here's the ironic thing. you want to enjoy this part because this is the new part. But you can't enjoy it because there's too much anxiety.
Right.
But then 5 years from now, when you're on show 1500, you're just going to be coming in and mailing it in. I mean, you know, there's no big difference between show 1500 and show 1501.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the ones, ironically, that you should treasure in a certain sense, but they're the ones that are filled with the most angst and that you can enjoy.
You're right. Those are the ones you always remember, those first ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I don't.
You don't want to.
No. Albert?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I was wondering if masturbation leads to testicle cancer.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Huh?
No association. Zero.
No?
Zero.
All right, shut up, you idiot.
Yeah.
Bakersfield. And believe me, that was a scholar from Bakersfield.
We just played Bakersfield.
Oh. Oh, that place a dump. My God. All right. And believe me, that's how I said it. Albert, smartest man in Bakersfield. Here's how you know everyone in Bakersfield is stupid. They live in Bakersfield. That's all you need to know. They haven't left. And I don't blame the infants, although they are the genetic offspring of the people who are stupid enough not to leave Bakersfield, so I don't hold out a lot of hope for them. But you show me someone in their 30s who's living in Bakersfield, I'll show you someone stupid.
Yep.
Thank you. Kelly?
Yeah?
You're 21.
Right.
What's up? And listen, let me say this, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Don't everyone have pride in their crappy town. I come from North Hollywood. North Hollywood sucks. It's no source of pride. You don't have to have pride just because your parents were stupid enough. My crappy parents squatted some shack that my grandmother let us live in. Oh, boy, I got allegiance to North Hollywood now?
You did buy your house kind of close to there.
How dare you, Drew?
Now,
listen, nothing wrong with North Hollywood. Not a great place.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Van Nuys. It's not as good as Studio City. But look, here's all I'm saying. Don't let this be a source of pride for you. This is always stupid people. You a-holes who drive a Ford truck and hate Chevy, you guys are retards. You people that live in Bakersfield and want to defend it, retards. Admit a Ford and a Chevy are about the same and admit a Bakersfield sucks and get on with your life. That's what a smart person would do. Thank you. Where are we, Drew? Kelly?
Kelly.
Kelly?
Yes?
You're 21.
Right. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Good. Well, I just found out I'm pregnant, and before you start criticizing me for not using birth control, I am on Depo-Provera, or was. And my sister and her husband cannot have kids. So I'm just wondering, if I do give this baby up for adoption, well, I know I'm going to, like, what are the effects it will have, like, on me every time I see the baby if I give it to my brother and sister? And
maybe nothing. Maybe you'll know you've made the right choice. You've sort of done something that's on behalf of the child. I'm sure you'd be possibly conflicted if you don't agree with the way your sister's raising the child or something crazy like that happens. Mm. But overall, you know you're not ready to be a parent. Your sister is and is a perfect candidate. It's fantastic. You should celebrate in your choice here. Now, how did you get pregnant on Depo? What happened there?
I have no idea. I was talking to my cousin, and she got pregnant on Depo also. So,
how far into that cycle of that shot were you?
I've been on Depo for about 3 years, and I just like renewed my shot about maybe like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, and when did you get pregnant?
About 3 weeks ago.
Huh. Wow. All right.
Hey, good times.
Yeah, and also, can I ask you one more question, please?
Yeah.
How do I go about approaching the situation, like asking her and, you know what I mean?
She doesn't know about this yet.
No.
You're going to have to, I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your sister. How old is your sister?
My sister's 25.
Can you just go out to lunch and lay it out?
Okay.
Just put it down. Just put it out there. Just say, I'm pregnant. I would love to be able to give you this child.
What'd she think about the boy? What's the boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I do have a boyfriend. I haven't told him either. So
does she like him, your sister?
She does. She really likes him. He's a really nice guy. He actually has a daughter with someone else.
Ew.
Whoa. Loves her to death. And he takes care of his daughter. But I don't, like, I know I'm not ready to raise a child. Like, I don't have money. I don't have time. I don't have the patience. So
yeah,
it's fantastic. Like,
I'm,
great.
Good.
You should be.
You're a hero.
Yeah, you're a hero.
You are. A hero.
Statues in Kelly's honor.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, then listen. And, I just hope that, hope the sister doesn't, it's going to be weird. Like, the kid's, 13, and they're like, we're converting him over to the Muslim religion. And you're like, I'm Episcopalian. Yeah, he's going Muslim. Is that going to be a little weird?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I hope she doesn't have any weird feelings that the mother raised the child in some way.
That's why you don't sell a family member a car. You're like, he said he had a rebuild on the top end. I swear to God, I sold a friend of mine a car once, and it's like, top end's all good. It's all rebuilt. Everything's nice, blah, blah, blah. It came to me like a year later, like, blew a head gasket. Mm. You said, wanted me to pay for it.
Mm. Who is this?
Bob. You don't know this guy. Idiot.
Let's take a break.
Huh?
Yeah.
You think that's okay, giving the kid to the sister?
I think it's great.
You do?
Yeah. I think they ought to not tell who the parents are.
What? Say it again?
I think they ought to not tell that child who the parent is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how my mom got raised that way.
But she
wasn't a sister, it was a grandparents.
Yeah.
But let me ask this, Drew.
Yeah.
Never.
If they decide not to do it, they should never do it.
Yeah, but you know that the mom is going to be visiting and stuff, and eventually is going to want to say something.
Mm.
A couple of wine coolers at a 4th of July thing pulls the kid aside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's. Who? What?
What?
Who are we talking to here?
Jeremy.
All right, let's go to the phones. Speak to Jeremy, who's 29. Jeremy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
So I can solve your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Headphones.
Mm-hmm.
You should buy yourself a pair of aviation headphones, like Pilot 2s.
Mm-hmm.
Do those plug into a console?
Yeah, they've got a quarter-inch audio connector, sort of like a normal stereo connector. Mm-hmm. And they've also got the built-in microphone, which you could use if you wanted to. But
Adam. We go to sleep.
Yeah.
That would sound so horrible.
That would sound horrible.
Well, you could always not use the microphone, but the great thing is they block out a huge amount of sound. I'm a student pilot, actually.
Right.
And I buy them to go in the plane.
Here's the comedy. You and I both have those Bose headphones. We could just bring those in.
Yeah, we should.
Never thought about it. But they would disappear magically.
Yeah.
Well, you just take them with you. Keep them in your car.
Yeah, because those have a different kind of plug, too. They have the plug for the airplanes.
No.
The two-prong thing.
They got an adapter. You could use them.
Yeah,
one of the plugs is for the headphone part, and one of the plugs is for the microphone part.
Yeah,
so
well,
if you don't want to use the microphone, you can just leave that part out.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just using Lycus's headphones. It's the jacks that are screwed up around here, not the headphones.
Well, that just takes a quick trip down to Radio Shack. But the thing is, I mean, you could spend up to $1,000 on this thing. So the nice thing is it's also a political statement. You're coming in there, you're not using the crappy headphones, but you're saying, you know, these are the headphones that somebody uses who's literally a millionaire.
Yeah, but that's true. But they would get stolen immediately.
Immediately,
stuff gets stolen at radio stations because radio people work here, and they're a very dicey, seedy group. Radio folks, loathsome, many would call them, with suspect pasts. Many of them, kleptos, people that are into. Strange ritualistic sex. A lot of drug addicts. Think of the people who roll through radio stations.
These are essentially
unemployable people. Are they not, Drew?
I've certainly seen a few. Let me tell you, I've been radio a long time.
Yeah. Their other possible source of employment could be the video store.
Yeah.
That specializes in certain fetish videos and things
like that. Some of them could be like roadies for a rock band.
Right. Traditional employment is would not be an option of many of these people, so they have to steal to supply their drug habit.
I see.
Fuels their drug
habit.
All right, let's talk to Allison, who's 16. Allison.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, I'm really nervous because I'm, like, on the radio, but...
No.
Okay, do you guys... How much time is left in the show? Because my story's kind of long.
29 minutes.
You've got 3 minutes, though.
Yeah.
What?
So go ahead.
Okay, I know you guys always say, like, age differences are really bad, and my boyfriend is 21, and I am 16,
mm-hmm.
but I think it might work, but I just want your opinion. We both have, like, the same group of close friends, and we all hang out all the time, mm-hmm. and I know him for a while, and he's friends with my sister, and,
What grade are you in?
I'm in junior college.
Whoa. Ooh. So you got out of school early.
I had some medical problems, and the school couldn't accommodate them. High school couldn't.
What kind of problem you got?
I have an eating disorder.
Ah.
Mm. Yeah, and...
What, they had toilets at the school and there was considered too much temptation?
That's really funny.
She needed treatment and scheduling.
No, I was in treatment, like, in and out and in and out, and then it came down to, if you don't get better, you have to go to the state hospital because I don't have enough money to pay for a real good inpatient program. And I was in treatment for the last time this summer, and I still have doctor visits, like, at least once a week. And
How do they feel about your current boyfriend?
They don't know.
Well, you need to discuss it with them. I suspect the reason you're hiding it from them is that you
because
have...
Because I know they'll, like, judge it, but, okay, here's the thing.
Allison, they're not going to judge it. They're going to try to help you make healthier choices.
I know.
And if this is a relationship that's not healthy for you, they're going to make note of that.
The therapist.
Yeah. Okay, can I tell, like, the important parts, though?
All right.
When I was 14, I had a boyfriend who was 18, and I knew it was, like, totally a BS relationship, you know? Like, by the end of it, I figured out. I was like, dude, this guy's 18, you know? But,
Did you call yourself dude?
No. Okay, don't make fun of me, please.
I want to ask a quick question.
Sure.
How come the junior college can accommodate the visits?
You can't get past that.
Because you can have, different school times. I mean, you don't have to go to school.
Yeah, junior college can accommodate it just like a vacant lot can accommodate it. Just, you want to show up, take a crap here and bury it and leave? Who cares? Junior college can accommodate anything because they don't care. You just show up and leave.
About junior college, but
I know you don't have to show up. That's how they can accommodate it.
Okay, but...
I could accommodate it too, by the way. Just don't come over. Yeah, go ahead. All right, I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of junior college.
I know what you always say about junior college, and I used to say that too.
Until you went there and realized I was right.
Well, I became a dropout, you know.
So,
okay, well,
what's the important part? There's some important part.
He was a virgin until the day I met him, and
the 21-year-old.
He was a virgin. He never kissed a girl. He never went out with a girl. And I know at first I was like, "Whoa, that's not true. You know, you're lying to me." But it is true because I know all his friends, and they're like, "That's the truth."
Okay.
And this is going to sound insulting to him, but, you know, because of that, we're kind of at the same level because I wasn't a virgin before I met him.
Right.
And we have fun together, and we have conversations that are more than just, like, you know.
Did you meet him at college?
No. I've known him for a long time. Like, I went out with this guy for a long time.
And why do you feel compelled to hide this relationship from your treatment team?
Because it's, like, I mean, I know.
Well, it's illegal.
It's illegal, and I know they wouldn't approve of it.
What does this guy do?
He works at a golf course, and I shouldn't have said that. Oh, my God. He works at an arcade.
All right. He works at a golf course. Does he drive the tractor that collects the balls?
No, he doesn't.
I swear to God, the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life, and this is true.
He has a good job.
Not you. This is in the modern age. I saw the guy who collected the golf balls at the driving range, the one that's... at the Zoo Drive over there in Griffith Park.
Yeah.
This is about 11. It's been more than 10 years now, but I was an adult when I saw this guy.
Yeah.
I was in my 20s. A guy had a cot mattress strapped to his back and a crash helmet on. not driving the tractor that picked up the range balls. Had a basically
pooper scooper, yeah.
A rake, a hopper that he would dump the things into, had a cot mattress and a motorcycle helmet. Not a full-face motorcycle helmet either, by the way. Kept the mattress, kept the backside turned to the range. You know what I mean? He kept that to the tees, had the helmet on. That was his gig. And we heckled him through a fence, by the way. That, you don't get any lower than that. Allison?
Okay, I feel retarded because I gave all these details.
Oh, look, who cares? I like this guy. He's a virgin and all that. But he is 21. You know, he could potentially do some time here.
I know.
Although, I wouldn't count that if the guy was a virgin when he met you. Would you, Drew?
Yeah.
As a judge, I'd toss that one out.
Well, I told my mom he was 20.
Yeah.
because I didn't want to tell her he was 21, because I don't know. That's
right. Right.
And I told her everything, like, and she... He treats me a lot better than my last boyfriend.
All right, listen, Allison, here's the thing. The guy's 21, you're 16. That's too big age difference. The fact that the guy's a virgin, though, shaves like 3 years off his age for me, and can even Drew kind of has a, what are you going to do? But you need to open up to your therapist about
that's,
this.
That's an important thing.
You need to focus on your eating disorder. That's number one.
Yeah, tell the people, you're as sick as your secrets as a stay in treatment, and you keep those kinds of secrets. Maybe they'll be fine with this guy.
Right.
Here we are, Adam and I, who
pass judgment all night.
All night long, and we are okay, sort of, mostly.
What do you think the guy does at the golf course, though? But
works the arcade.
Really?
Sells the coins.
Prison
tokens.
Prison cot mattress and crash helmet.
It's probably like miniature golf or something.
Yeah. Anything worse than that?
It's pathetic.
The mattress with the helmet?
Yeah, yeah.
I this is in the modern era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every other driving range in America has the tractor that picks up the balls. You wonder if this guy, maybe it's like a novel. I didn't know if it was a novel thing.
To be funny? To be different?
Well, it must have been 100 degrees, too. It was the middle of the summer. The guy's got a mattress strapped to his back and a crash helmet on.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, we got an interesting caller here. Terrence is 11.
Terrence?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're 11 years old?
Yeah.
God. Oh, my God. My kids are 10.
Kids are 10, Drew.
Oh.
What's happening, Terrence? What grade are you in?
The fifth
grade?
Yeah.
And I knew about this stuff when I was in the fifth grade. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but, we know.
Are you 11? I thought you were 12 in the fifth grade.
No, you're 11.
True, and I always get into this. All right. So you, what, did you have a question?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing up so late? You're calling from Washington?
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington.
Washington, D.C., where
the president lives?
No.
Or where the Heshers reside?
Okay, I get the Heshers.
Heshers,
the
okay.
Fish.
Okay.
Salmons.
Right, right, yeah. Okay, so what's the question there, buddy boy?
Does masturbating shrink your penis? No. Or just...
Or what?
Does it shrink your penis?
No, it does not.
Okay, does it?
No.
No, but you're too young for that stuff, aren't you?
What's your favorite PlayStation 2 game?
I don't have a PlayStation 2.
Game Boy?
No, PlayStation.
You're calling him gay?
PlayStation.
Because he doesn't have a PlayStation?
Yeah.
What's your favorite PlayStation game?
Motocross Mania.
Nice.
Motocross Mania. And you have any girlfriends?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Heather? Yeah.
But you're not thinking about masturbating at this young age, are you?
Already have?
Now that is a dirty little bastard.
Did anything come out of you?
Yeah.
Pee.
My friend hit puberty when he was 8.
No.
Yeah, he had hair, like, on his armpits and everything.
He maybe needed a little endocrine workup. That shouldn't be happening at 8.
Yeah, Armenian kid?
Female or male?
Male.
Male.
Hmm. And what are you doing with your girlfriend? You guys making out?
Yeah.
What base are you getting to?
The third.
Third?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah? Ass.
Ass?
Yeah.
What'd you call Drew? You're 11.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Slow down.
Take it slow. Okay. Play some of that PlayStation.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
What?
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah. You know what those are? Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
Yeah?
Do you like Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? What cards do you have?
A lot.
Like, give me your best.
My favorite is Serpent Night Dragon.
Serpent Night Dragon. See, Adam?
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
What is that?
Where you been?
Like, I don't care. I don't go in for all this nonsense. My kid's going to be miserable. Here's a couple of things, too. Like, I don't care if something's popular. If I label it retard... If I label it retarded,
that'll stop him from getting into it. I promise.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, it'll be real easy.
The brakes on it.
I'm not buying it for him.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. We'll see.
No. Do you remember about 3 or 4 years ago they had those finger skateboards?
Yes.
Guys were doing tricks with their fingers, little matchbox size skateboards. I labeled that retardo immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would be an example of one of those things like my kid went, like, I got to give it. No. That's going to be gone in 6 months.
Yeah, and you'd have a drawer full of them in 6 months, and there you'd be.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'll decide what's good.
I cannot wait until you have kids. I cannot wait.
God almighty,
it's going to be one of the most thrilling and exciting times of my life.
I'll decide what's good.
Will this be good?
PlayStation, finally. Every game. No, they don't need everything.
Will be mine.
I'm going to build character. I will build character.
And you'll build Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Kinects and all that.
I'm all down with all those Legos and Erector sets and all that stuff where you make stuff, but just sitting there learning how to fire an AK-47 all day long. Those video games. Jesus Christ, I was in Jimmy's dressing room last night.
Yeah.
Drew stopped by. Jimmy's kid was looking. I don't want to sound like, I don't know, Tipper Gore or something. Or who's the wife who's going nuts on this stuff? But stuff's like really incredibly graphically violent. It really is just brutal. And then all the sports stuff is just all about, if it's football or hockey, it's just elbows to the face, and then if it's basketball, it's just jamming in guys' faces
and then making fun of them, dancing over them,
dancing over the defeated. Wasn't there a time when if you knocked a guy out in the ring, or you scored the winning touchdown, or you made the winning basket, you weren't supposed to do a victory dance in front of the other guy?
Right.
Wasn't
supposed to show sportsmanship, and
you're supposed to shake their hand. Remember that sort of winning with dignity stuff that everyone taught?
Yeah.
Go shake the guy's hand kind of thing. You're really supposed to jam the ball and then start yelling in your face and then do a dance? This is good? All right. This is where we're heading?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. There's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Stephen Baldwin will be in here tomorrow night. We will talk to him about the celebrity Moel.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know.
Christ.
I've been walking around all day like... you ever get that thing on the top of your mouth, on the palate?
The roof?
The roof of your mouth.
What, a rose?
Is that your palate?
Yeah.
Feels like there's a pube stuck on there.
It swells in one spot, like?
Feels weird. Just feels like there's a hair stuck in...
Yeah.
You know that feeling of a little weird little pube hair stuck on the top of your palate where it's a little gooey up there? And you're not sure, so you drag your tongue on it a few times. Like, and I got something up there? Or is there something? Am I getting a cold, or is there a pube stuck to the roof of my mouth?
Cold. No, just playing the odds.
All right there, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, good times. Nick?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I got a problem that's been bothering me for about 8 months with my girlfriend. She, before she met me for about 10 months, she used a vibrator for about once or between one and three times a day for about 10 months.
Uh-huh.
And since then, since we've been together, she is completely desensitized and can't have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you mean she's desensitized? What's different now about her than before she used the...
Well, when I touch her, it doesn't do anything for her at all.
Yeah, well, maybe it's always been that way.
Well, I don't... Maybe. She says she's given herself an orgasm probably about 3 years ago by touching herself, but...
You mean without the use of the vibrator?
Correct.
Yeah, she's just somebody that needs that kind of direct stimulation. Needs the vibrator.
Why don't you get the vibrator involved?
We've talked about it, but... I don't know. She says she wants me to give her an orgasm. She says she doesn't want to use it anymore. And that, you know.
Does she say that because you're all freaked out about it?
A little bit, but I also kind of get the feeling that she says that one day, you know, down the line, she wants me to be the one that gives her an orgasm and not a vibrator.
Yeah, because no one ever has.
No, she's never had an orgasm.
Right, no one ever will.
You give her oral sex?
She doesn't like it. She's very uncomfortable with herself. She doesn't like if I go down on her.
Nope.
She doesn't like it if I...
Well, if you want.
If I touch her, she doesn't... she likes it, but she doesn't. She's very insecure with herself. So
hold on, let me convene.
Yeah.
Let me convene with Drew for a second here. Crazy 1 to 3. By the way, you tell your boyfriend I'm using a vibrator 1 to 3 times a day.
Yeah, could be 6.
Could be 3 to 6,
yeah.
Right?
Then
every day.
Then
like,
numb.
Sort of compulsive.
Yeah,
and then
numb when he touches, feels uncomfortable.
Weird with what's going down.
Sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Nick?
Yeah.
Was there any abuse in her past?
No.
No.
No, there's no abuse. There's nothing weird like that. She's just very insecure.
Insecure people don't generally masturbate three times a day.
She doesn't do it anymore. She doesn't.
Yeah, I know, but insecure people don't.
They don't put together a calendar year of not having the vibrator ever see the light of day.
Yeah, that doesn't fit.
Hmm. Well,
you made a funny there, Drew, with the doesn't fit.
Yeah. I don't know, you're freaking me out.
Well, it's not necessarily.
She doesn't have a good relationship with her father. I know that.
Yeah.
They don't get along at all. But I don't think that has any.
Well, we're not saying she was abused, for sure. We're just saying there's some issues at hand here.
Right.
And you can't make your life's work, squeezing an orgasm out of her. You know what I mean? You need to enjoy her physically. Yeah. You need to communicate.
Hey, look, it's not going to happen during intercourse.
No.
She doesn't like you to do during oral sex, so your only alternative is to bring the vibrator into the whole action.
Yeah.
Which she seems to be quite adept at that, three times a day.
Yeah. Nick, how old is she?
She's 18.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of confusion at 18, too.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, Nick. I know your ego's at stake here, but don't invest so much in this. Everybody, just let everyone be what they want to be.
Right. Just work with it. Just roll with what is.
Yes. Unless they're in that left lane of the freeway.
No, then speed them up.
Then they got to get the F out of the way.
Okay. Terrence, 29.
Let me say this, too, everyone who's listening and driving.
I want to talk to Terrence. We got a couple minutes.
Okay, but let me say something very quickly. Right. Very quickly, Drew. I need... Out here in California, since it's been legal for 75 years to make a right during a red turn when there's no traffic coming and you've come to a full stop, I'm six cars behind the a-hole who doesn't seem to be aware of this new law that's always been this way and will not turn right.
Yes.
So I must honk through five cars to get to this guy.
Yes.
I need the guys behind him to lay on the horn a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't want to... do my honking from four cars back and have the guy in front of me give me the, hey, what do you want me to do about it? Here's what I want you to do about it.
Honk.
Honk. And if you're behind the guy, honk. It's your job. You're his keeper. He's your ward. You're the custodian of the road now. Get him to shake his ass. And all you pussies who don't see fit to turn right when the signal's red, go. You're holding everyone up. You think I'm rude for honking? How about your rudeness for not letting us get to our job or home or wherever it is we've decided to go, you pussies?
Terrence, 29.
Terrence.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's going on?
Well, it's kind of strange. I have a brother. I'll try to make it pretty quick. I have a brother that, growing up, he's 3 years younger than me. Went to school in the same town back east. Everything was cool. He sort of disassociated himself, had a group of friends that were into drugs and some fast times. I myself didn't. I always try to include him. Little by little, he got heavier into drugs, kind of disassociated more and more. We moved out to San Diego from New York, XYZ. Now my whole family moved to Sacramento. Couldn't find my brother for 2 years. He wouldn't come to any more family events, no cards, couldn't get in touch with him. Finally got a call from him, and he thinks he's dying. He's afraid. He won't go to rehab, but... we saw him, and he looks like he just looks horrible. My mom's been taking care of him. He moved in with my parents again. He's 25. And now that they're trying to get him to rehab, they got him off drugs. He was doing heroin and crack and crystal meth and whatnot. He had speed bumps. He was doing bad speed. And we're just trying to get him to rehab. And like I said, they bring him to the doctors. But his whole thing now is since he's 18, he doesn't want to let anyone know what he has or what's going on with his system. So we're afraid that there's some type of other medical things going on. And I just wanted to ask you guys, maybe Dr. Drew, what could arise from crystal meth beyond the addictive traits
What kind of health things could he be looking at, like liver damage or something like that?
Yeah, I get liver disease, but mostly hepatitis C and HIV are the things that are most common that from these conditions.
Intravenous use?
Yeah, there could be deep-seated infections, various kinds of tuberculosis, and or even heart infection, but they would have put him in the hospital for that. The fact is, he is probably still doing drugs. That's the reality, and that's why he doesn't want to go into treatment. That's it. And you got to give him a treatment, period. He may be on methadone. God knows what he's doing. He's still doing something, guaranteed. Get him into treatment. There's no discussions with people that are this far gone. They go, period. And let them there do the evaluations for what he needs medically. And obviously, he needs a tremendous amount of work.
But what if he says, I'm 18. I'm mellow at home. Well, I'm cool.
You're not cool, A. B, that's it. You don't eat. You don't have a house. See ya. Go on the street. Kick him out. That's it. Or you go to treatment.
Yeah. What about someone won't turn right at the red, even though it's clear?
Pull him out of the car and beat the crap out of him.
All right. Well, that's the show, Drew. My headphones don't work, but so be it.
You start the show. You came in the way you... Go out the way you came in.
That's right, Drew.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
We'll clean that up in post.
Please, please. Yeah.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
No.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.